We're talking about floral depictions of art on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're going to need to use lots of great descriptors to paint a picture in our mind's eye of art in bloom at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Stunning floral arts doesn't cut it, but these freshly cut and carefully sculpted arrangements, carefully positioned in the white, airy galleries, it really takes us to new places in art. Have you been to Art in Bloom? What did you enjoy about it? Are you a sculpture artist? Have you worked with floral arrangements? We're at 800-642-1234. You can join us. Courtney Kisslinger is the special events manager for the Milwaukee Art Museum. Courtney, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, take us on a tour of Art in Bloom. What can people expect to see at this exhibit?
Sure. We opened yesterday. Art in Bloom really kicks off spring for the Milwaukee Art Museum. It's a wonderful time. We have florals in literally every space of the museum. Yesterday, our florists came in and installed amazing floral creations. We have 37 florists this year participating, and there are florals throughout the galleries. It's quite amazing right now. And then other activities that we have, there are two lectures every single day in our auditorium. We have a marketplace with 37 vendors and local artisans, and then we have Wendover Hall beautifully decorated with floral as well.
I bet your nose is like just on overdrive right now.
Yes. Everyone that walks in is just, you know, getting the smells of spring right when they walk in the door. It's wonderful.
I love it. So who are the artists who participate in this? Are they from Wisconsin? Or are they from all over?
They're from Wisconsin, yes, the surrounding area, the 37 florists are. It's a four-day event, so our florists kind of need to live somewhat close by. They come in every day, refresh the flowers, water them, and really nurture them through the event.
So tell us about how the artists are using the museum's collection to inspire their arrangements.
Sure. So the process really begins with our curatorial team. They come in and select all of the artwork that will be shown during Art in Bloom. And then in the spring, our florists come in, and we have what we call Lottery Day, where all of the artwork is up at the museum, and the florists get to come in. It's a really fun day, and when we draw their name, they get to go up to the board and pick the piece that inspires them most. So it's really exciting. And then from there, it's really on their end. They, you know, come up with their concept. They only send us what floral they're going to use and a little bit of inspiration. So it's really Thursday morning yesterday when they come into the galleries that we see their creations completed.
And do you see them drawing from the colors in these pieces of art or in the messages the art is sending itself? Where's the inspiration coming from?
Sure. It really depends on the florist. A lot of it is color. A lot of them are quite literal to the artwork, but it really, really depends. And sometimes you have to look at the art piece and look at the floral and then perhaps read the statement to really pull it together. A great example of that is we have one up right now, and it's from Jamer's Floral. And the picture itself is Ralph's. So it looks just like the outside of a building. And then when you see his art piece, it's a shopping cart with floral. And it takes you a little bit, and then you read his description, and you realize Ralph's, the art, is actually a grocery store in California. So it's kind of seeing the art and seeing the piece and kind of putting that connection together.
And so it really takes you a moment to understand what you're looking at.
It does. It does. And there's 37 pieces, so it's, it makes for a really fun, full day.
We're talking with Courtney Kisslinger. She is Special Events Manager for the Milwaukee Art Museum. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been to Art in Bloom? What do you appreciate about it? And do you do floral arranging? Tell us about the artistry of floral arranging. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Courtney, one of the floral arrangements in this year's exhibit is an interpretation of Marino Marini's painting Battle. Can you tell us about this arrangement?
I can, yes. And I can share with you, it's quite exciting. It is one of our winners this year.
Ah.
So if you go to our website, you can see we had our judges awards last night at 6:15, where we awarded for second, third, and honorable mention. And Battle won third place. It's by Bella Fiore. It's really a fun piece. And this, it really bursts with color. It's red, purple, and yellow, really, really vibrant. It's a great interpretation of the artwork. If you go to the website and you can see the art image behind it with the florals, you can see that they looked at the piece of art and really copied the colors and the design of it in the floral. It's so hard to say it over the radio. You really need to, you know, if you can go to the website and see it, that would be wonderful. They used delphiniums, kangaroo paw, tea leaf, thistle, rose. They used all different flowers. It's quite beautiful.
And in terms of flowers, do you see these florists using the similar types of floral in their arrangements? Are there particular flowers that come up again and again?
You know, there really aren't. Each florist sources their own flowers for their creation. So each one is completely different than the next. One could be just solid black, and then you can go to the next one, and it could have every color of the rainbow and every different flower. A lot of florists ship their flowers in based on the artwork. So it's really a mix depending on the art and the florist.
And another piece in your exhibit was created to accompany Picasso's The Cock of the Liberation. Can you tell us what happened there?
Sure. So this one is quite literal. If you see the image of it, it really is. It matches the artwork quite perfectly. So it's a fun piece. It's gotten a lot of attention. Obviously, it's a Picasso, so that artwork people are drawn to already.
Mm-hmm.
And they really took it quite literal. Their artist statement says, you know, they want to honor Picasso, the reason for the artwork. So, it's a fun piece. It's on the top floor of the museum, and it's that whole area is getting a lot of traffic.
And so the arrangement, do you see a cock in the arrangement?
Yes, it looks just like the artwork.
And so it opened yesterday, Art in Bloom did, but this is months in the making, and you have this lottery day you talked about in January.
Yes.
So what is that process like for these floral arrangers to really pick a piece that inspires them?
Well, it all depends on when your name is drawn. We do send out the artwork ahead of time so they can get a real feel for it. Many of them come into the museum to see where it is in the museum, you know, how vibrant the colors are in person, just to get a real feel for it. Some people really, really do study up on the selections. Other ones take a completely different view, and they're like, I'm going to take, you know, whatever one, I'm just going to walk up and grab it, and I'm going to work with it. So every florist comes into it differently. So it's really exciting when all the artwork is up to see, you know, the different types of florists and their different styles.
What about size of arrangements? Are these all different sizes?
No, there is a strict set of rules.
Uh-huh.
We have pedestals that we place, and, you know, our work is quite priceless. So it is a lot of planning for our curatorial team to really walk through the galleries and to know. It's a bustling time at the art museum, so we really want to accommodate all of our guests that come in, but also really pay strong attention to our artwork. So we have size dimensions that the florists need to stay within to accommodate all of the people in the galleries. There's height requirements. They can only have a little bit of water. That's why we want people to come in and refresh every day, because we really need to be careful in our galleries.
We're talking with Courtney Kisslinger. She's our guide. She's the Milwaukee Art Museum Special Events Manager, talking about Art in Bloom, underway at the Milwaukee Art Museum. You can join in 800-642-1234. Have you been to Art in Bloom? What stands out to you? Do you garden? Is it a form of artistic expression for you? Tell us about your projects, your undertakings. Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this conversation in just a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Art in Bloom on display through the weekend at the Milwaukee Art Museum. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Art and Flowers Collide. It is dozens of arrangements, each one inspired by a specific work in the museum's collection and created by local artists. Art in Bloom is a tradition going on for 12 years now. Have you been to it? What do you enjoy about the floral installations? Are you a sculpture artist? Have you ever worked with floral arrangements before? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Courtney Kisslinger is a special events manager for the Milwaukee Art Museum, and she stays with us. Courtney, how big of a draw is this exhibit for the museum? Do you get visitors from all over?
We certainly do, yes. As I said, it is a bustling time at the museum. It's really an audience favorite. It's definitely a staff favorite. It's a really fun time to be at the art museum, and we do get quite a crowd.
And for the florists who participate, have some made this a tradition themselves, doing this year after year?
Absolutely, yes. They love it as well. They love being in the museum, having that access with the guests that come into the museum. New this year, we had the florists at their arrangement at any time so that the guests, you know, viewing it can talk to them and get some feedback directly from the florist. So that's been a great addition to the event. It's really a really wonderful event for everyone.
What feedback do you get from museum goers about Art in Bloom?
Well, the museum people that are coming in right now are coming in for the flowers. I can tell you that. It is, since it is such a busy time, that is the draw, and people are loving it. The creations this year are amazing. They're above and beyond.
Courtney, have you seen this type of exhibit at other art museums around the country?
You know, I know other museums do similar things right here in Wisconsin as well. But I have not been myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So museum staff, they don't actually see these pieces until basically yesterday. What do you
Correct.
Know about what the artists are going to bring in?
We don't. We don't know. They send us, you know, what flowers they're going to use and their line, their designer statement, and that is all we know. So when they come in, it's as a surprise to all of us on staff as it is to the public.
And there are also events that accompany Art in Bloom. What activities can visitors participate in?
Sure. We have two lectures every single day. They're included with your admission into Art in Bloom, and they're all related to floral and gardening. We also have a live competition where some of our florists will compete against each other, which is fun. And then we have workshops. All of our workshops, except for two, if you want to go to the website, are sold out this year. But we do have two workshops every day for people to, you know, get their hands into it and work with some flowers while they're at the museum.
Yeah, what are they doing in these workshops? I know there was something about how to cut flowers correctly, which I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, a lot of them are related to floral arranging, just in different capacities. Today we have Kevin Yulvasacker in. He's going to be teaching a modern approach to the centerpiece. And then in the afternoon we have Carrie Kronig. She is going to be doing a succulent garden workshop. We have someone later in the weekend, Courtney from Courtney Joy Floral. She'll be doing more of a slow flower movement workshop.
Oh, what does that mean?
Really a variety of things. More natural.
Ah.
She grows all of her own flowers in her gardens. So it's talking about that process on her farm and how to create more of a natural looking arrangement.
There is also this floral fashion show as part of Art in Bloom. Can you tell us about that? What's in the show?
I certainly can. The show is Saturday, and it is sold out. Tickets go very quickly, so we always recommend that people go to our website. But florists come in, and they make these floral gowns that are so amazing, and they're completely made out of flowers. So it's a true fashion show. They walk the runway. They get a lot of attention because they're amazing. So I definitely recommend people visit our website to see them and watch our website early so that they can get tickets for next year.
Well, Courtney, I was looking at the pictures of the runway show, and is really truly there? It is only floral on these models, because it looked like
Correct.
there I mean, it really did look like there was some type of fabric going on there.
They can have a little bit of fabric underneath if they need to, like, adhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, they need to adhere the flowers to something.
Yeah.
But it has to be at least 75% floral. So when you see them, it is all flowers. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of flowers are in the show.
My favorite was, like, it looked like almost ivy going up this person. I mean, it was as if they were and it was so amazing to see it almost like a fern like thing be clothing. It was amazing.
It is amazing. They send us their sketches so that we can lay out the runway, the call sheet, so we know roughly what they're going to look like. But when they're walking the runway, it is amazing to see what these florists have created.
Well, you told us about the third place winner. Can you tell us, because prizes have been announced for the exhibit, can you tell us about some of the other winners?
Sure, I can. Our honorable mention this year was Bonnie White Floral Design. She had the Wood Gatherer in our gallery, if people are familiar with that. And then third place was who we talked about, Bella Fiore. Second place was Arranged Flowers with Friends. They did Landscape, which is on the second level of our galleries. And then first place went to Wood Violet. They had Eagle. And it's interesting because Eagle was also the winner last year. So everyone now is kind of vying for that same piece for next year because it has, you know, it has clearly inspired our florist. It won 2 years in a row for that piece of artwork.
What does that artwork look like, both the art itself and the floral arrangement?
Yeah, it's George Baselitz, and it's an eagle hanging upside down. And many people, you know, when you look at it, you're like, okay, you would not think that that would create a winning floral design. But it inspires people. And the winner has, and it's up on our website, mam.org/bloom, but it's twigs and it's all orange. There's not a lot of colors to it, but it is shocking when you walk into the galleries and see it. It's beautiful. And each flower is in its own vial. Excuse me. So it was very time consuming to create.
We're talking with Courtney Kisslinger. She's Special Events Manager for the Milwaukee Art Museum. And you can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Do you look to floral arrangements for artistic expression? How do you arrange your floral exhibits? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Courtney, the floral arrangements are based on the museum collection. This exhibit has been going on for some years. Have visitors been able to see from year to year different interpretations of the same pieces in the museum?
Yes. Because pieces are chosen kind of because of traffic of the museum in a way so we can accommodate all of our guests. There are pieces that are in every year. And so it is really fun. And we should put that up on our website, what the different people have done with each image, each piece of artwork, because it is really interesting to see 1 year from the next how different artists and florists can look at the same piece.
And so, you know, you also have all of these listeners, you know, from across the state interact with the museum. And give us the take on what we can experience at the museum throughout the year.
Sure. When you come to the art museum, you know, it's a fun time. It's very educational. It's family friendly, which I love. We have our Kohl's Next Generation Art Studio, which is open all the time for families and kids to come in and learn from. Our educational programming is above and beyond. So I really do encourage people to visit our website to learn more about that. The museum has great exhibitions that come in. Right now it's Bouguer in America. I invite people to see that because a lot of what we're doing for Art in Bloom is based off of that exhibition. And our galleries themselves are always inspiring. We have over 30,000 works of art in our collection, so it's really an educational and wonderful place to be.
And can you tell us a little bit about this current exhibit?
About Bouguer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure. It is. Bouguer was a French painter, and he became very popular during the Gilded Age. So there's certainly a focus of that, his artwork as it was seen in people's homes. So you'll see his art on the wall, and our curator has created these really, really interesting side stories of where you would have seen it in whose home.
Mm.
So it's really interesting, and I encourage people to come and see it.
Courtney, I know you've only had a day with all of this artwork so far, all of these arrangements, but what's your favorite piece in the exhibit? What stands out to you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, they're all so amazing. And I've been really running around the galleries a lot. And every time I see one, I think, oh, that one's my favorite. No, that one's my favorite. The one that won, the eagle, it is quite shocking when you walk into the gallery and see it. I can see why our judges selected it. I can't say I have a favorite just yet, though. Call me on Sunday and maybe I can give you one.
You are way too diplomatic. But thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Courtney Kisslinger. She's Special Events Manager for the Milwaukee Art Museum, talking about art in bloom, and you can see it for yourself. We have a slideshow up of these floral arrangements that are gracing the gallery spaces. Go to WPR.org. You can find it on the morning show page. Coming up after our news update, another Wisconsin art exhibit, but this time instead of flower artists, we're using marshmallows. It's peeps like you've never seen them before. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.